USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The diplomatic scandals have been busy between Washington and Moscow. President Biden met with his new German counterpart, Olaf Scholz, vowing that the crucial Nord Stream 2, Russia-to-Germany gas pipeline, will be blocked if Russia further invades Ukraine. Russian President Vladimir Putin met with French President Emmanuel Macron for more than 5 hours. Putin says it's the U.S. and its allies the only ones talking invasion. Russia has been adding military power at the border with Ukraine. The Biden administration says the Kremlin could launch an invasion at any moment. Police in Richland, Washington, looking for a gunman who shot up the inside of a Fred Meyer store. The Associated Press says a white man with a handgun may have fled the scene after the shooting. One person is dead, another is injured. Police are asking residents to avoid the area. The Dow gained a point and a quarter. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
The Supreme Court put a hold on a lower court ruling that Alabama draw new congressional districts. The three-judge panel on the lower court ruled that the state likely violated the Federal Voting Rights Act by diluting the political power of black voters by not creating a second district in which they made up a majority. Justices Brett Kavanaugh and Samuel Alito, part of the high court's conservative majority, said the lower court's order came too close to the 2022 election cycle. Streaming giant Spotify is standing by Joe Rogan, the world's most popular podcaster, who has cost the company content over his comments concerning COVID. Several music artists have requested their songs be removed from the platform because of it, and that was before a video of him using racial slurs had surfaced. Spotify CEO Daniel Ek condemned Rogan's language and agreed with past episodes being removed, but Ek says that canceling voices is a slippery slope. The Dow ended the day flat, the Nasdaq and S&P was down. This is USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
The airline industry is taking a tough stance against unruly passengers, making the skies not so friendly. More from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
The FAA logged close to 6,000 cases of unruly passenger behavior in 2021, with close to 72% of incidents stemming from mask mandates on planes. This as Delta CEO Ed Bastian has called for the Justice Department to enact a no-fly list not once but twice within the past year, most recently Friday. When it comes to enacting that no-fly list, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg joined CNN and says,
I think we need to take a look at it. The airlines are often doing their own internal no-fly lists. Some of them have spoken about maybe coordinating on that, and we're looking at these policy recommendations as well. Not that we're waiting for that in order to take action. The FAA has a zero-tolerance policy. Fines have been increased. Enforcement has been increased. We've seen some encouraging news in terms of downward trends in unruly incidents, but let's be very clear. This is happening at an unacceptable rate. Anything besides zero is an unacceptable rate.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
More news for you anytime, anywhere. Log on to usaradio.com. Look for us on Facebook as well at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.